Thanks, and good morning. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce honored six local business leaders at its annual membership dinner last night. Dennis Hunter received the Lifetime Service Award for his service to the Chamber, as well as his work as Commissioner of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. Sequoia Park Zoo Foundation received the Award of Merit for their effort promoting the zoo's development. And John Sapper, Assistant Superintendent for Education Services for the County Office and KINS Community Commentator, received the Special Memorial Tom Cook Award. Fred Sundquist, President of City Ambulance of Eureka, won the Business Person of the Year, with the Small Business of the Year Award going to Health Sport and its owner, Susan Jansen. The Business of the Year Award was presented to Greg Gardner and his company, 101 Things to Do, which provides regional visitor guides to residents and tourists. It's been a busy week for Humboldt County's Drug Enforcement. Stephen Walker with more.
Over the past few days, the County Drug Task Force, along with members of the Eureka Police Department's POP team, served search warrants at residences in the Alton and Humboldt Hill areas. On Tuesday, authorities searched three residences in the 4900 block of Old State Highway in Alton. They located a dismantled indoor marijuana grow operation and seized over 220 pounds of processed and packaged marijuana, along with approximately $17,000 in cash. 28-year-old Chanel Wolf Kelly was arrested and booked into jail on possession charges, but was later released. On Wednesday, agents and POP team members searched a residence at the end of Lee Lane in Humboldt Hill. They located another dismantled grow operation, along with over $15,000 in cash. Wolf Kelly was found at the scene along with two adult men, an unidentified suspect, and 31-year-old Jonah Greenfield. Wolf Kelly and the unidentified suspect were released, while Greenfield was arrested and booked into jail. The case remains under investigation.
Thanks, Stephen. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies have made an arrest in connection to a series of mail thefts in the Ukiah, Redwood Valley, and Willits area. Deputies identified 27-year-old Redwood Valley resident Crystalee Erickson as a possible suspect, and on Wednesday, they received a report that she was at her home on East Road. Deputies arrived on scene, and they located Erickson, reportedly with 3 grams of meth, digital scales, and a large bin full of stolen mail. Erickson was arrested, booked into jail on felony burglary charges. The search continues as sheriff's detectives continue looking for suspects involved in a home invasion robbery in the 4500 block of Salmon Creek in Miranda. It happened on Tuesday when the suspects were wearing masks. They held up the 62-year-old male victim and his 60-year-old wife at gunpoint, ordering them to lay on the floor, tied up their hands and feet. They proceeded to steal 7 pounds of processed marijuana, thousands of dollars in cash, and several firearms. We'll have more KINS news after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
The Super Bowl, America's largest and most popular unofficial holiday, will be played this Sunday. And as with all holidays, that means local law enforcement and the California Highway Patrol will team up to focus on traffic safety. The Humboldt County Avoid the 7 Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on local roads in attempts to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadways. DUI collisions, they're more likely to occur over the weekend. And when you combine some of the nation's most popular things, football, food, and beer, the danger of DUI rises considerably. The CHP will conduct a speed enforcement operation on Highway 101 along with DUI patrols. Don't get behind the wheel if you've been drinking. Due to drought conditions, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife will request an extension of the closure of several North Coast rivers to fishing. The closures are intended to protect native salmon and steelhead populations from low water flows. The CDFW is requesting that the streams remain closed to fishing through April 30th. Closures include sections of Redwood Creek, the Eel, Van Dusen, Mad, Mattole, and Smith Rivers. For more information, visit the CDFW's website. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.